Now that the health care bill from House Speaker Paul Ryan seems dead and buried, well, Congress has plenty of other issues to deal with. The question is, which one comes next? Tax reform? Climate? The federal budget, maybe? For a look ahead, we turn to Roll Call senior editor David Hawkins. And David, I guess that was really a surprising collapse, considering what they've been talking about the last 7 years. But putting it aside, what does seem to be on the agenda for this week?
Well, obviously, the next big thing for in terms of people who are probably listening to this program is April 28th, which is when the current federal funding expires. Some may be surprised to know that Congress is going to take two of the next few weeks off before April 28th, and that really very, very little work has gotten done on a package to try and sort of a hodgepodge package to keep federal spending going between April 28th and the end of September. Already there is anxiety about, you know, given how unpredictable. I mean, everybody thought that a unified government could get the president's first big agenda item through. So now there's sort of anxiety about, will the factionalization within the Republican Party, will the Freedom Caucus be emboldened to try and hold the spending hostage? What's going to happen between now and April? I think it's a little early to figure that one out. And obviously these countdown, showdown, shutdown scenarios tend to peak in the last couple of days. So too early to predict how that's going to turn out.
If you look at the arithmetic here, it seems as if there's really three parties, the Democratic Party and two sections of what used to be called the Republican Party, Republican A, Republican B. But the Democrats as a block are larger than either of the halves of the Republicans.
Exactly right. And I think that the Republican Party is at least two and maybe more. I mean, I think you have to sort of view the president as his own unique brand of Republicanism. Then you have Ryan and the mainstream sort of Chamber of Commerce conservatives. And then you have the Freedom Caucus, which is in the high 30s in terms of votes, although it's got one fewer since the healthcare vote. A congressman named Ted Poe from Texas decided that was a bridge too far for the Freedom Caucus and got out. And then you have still a small but potentially influential block of sort of liberal Republicans, liberal suburban folks who, in the case of healthcare, they were almost as responsible for healthcare's defeat as the Freedom Caucus.
So looking ahead to the budget then, the president has proposed a very draconian lean budget for the civilian side of government and a pretty decent plus up for the military side. So it seems like those factions, if you apply them and their philosophies to the budget that the president has proposed for 2018, then again, it looks like nothing can happen.
Yeah, it looks pretty stuck. And to sort of this kind of exactly hooks up with the last point I made, which is the most prominent member of that last little block of sort of liberal old line liberal suburban Republicans, people who believed in a certain amount of government spending, is Rodney Frelinghuysen of New Jersey, who is now the chairman of the House Appropriations Committee as of January. He was one of the people who announced against the health bill last week. And really, when he announced, I mean, he's the chairman of a major committee. He broke with the leadership and said, this is too much for my constituents. I can't bear it. So he feels a little bit emboldened. We are pretty confident that he is not enthusiastic about deep cuts to the environment or to transportation or to all the other domestic programs that would be required to pay for this defense spending plus up, even though before he was the chairman of the full committee, Mr. Frelinghuysen was the chairman of the defense subcommittee. So, no reason to believe that anything that's going to happen is going to be easy. If they get through the end of April and finishing the 2017 budget, which of course was, you know, then 6 months old, then they have a few months to try and figure something out for 2018. There's going to be there is an assertion that the Republicans are well on their way to coming up with a tax reform package, if not by the start of the August recess, then sometime this year. I think that's very, very wishful thinking. They have a Supreme Court nominee that they are going to get through, I think, between now and when the spring recess begins. And then after that, you know, not much except oversight and investigations, which means this Russia thing is going to be bubbling up to the surface without much to compete with it in terms of congressional news.
We're speaking with David Hawkins, senior editor at Roll Call. The Russian thing being the hearkening back to the election and the alleged interference.
Correct.
There.
All right. Too much shorthand. Yes, this is the influence of the suspicion that Russia might have had help from the Trump campaign in terms of trying to tip the scales in favor of Mr. Trump in the election. This is something that is there is sort of a drip, drip, drip of news. We had the news on Monday that the Senate investigators want to talk to the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, about this. So it seems like every couple of days there's another drip. And sometimes these investigations can be made to take a back seat in news coverage when there's a robust early legislative agenda. But that is not going to be the case this year.
And what about the EPA? Because the executive order expected to be coming is to roll back the climate plan, just as an earlier one rolled back the water plan. But that's executive order as opposed to legislation, just as the original climate plan and water plan themselves were executive orders or executive actions by the agencies and not legislation. So everything that is happening seems to be based on executive orders, which can go back and forth every 4 or 8 years.
That is very, very true. The way Congress can get involved in this is, again, to circle back to the appropriations process. It is possible for Congress to tack on to spending bills what they call riders, which is essentially you can't spend any money to do X. So in theory, the Democrats could insist on an amendment that says you can't spend any money to carry out the president's executive order reversing Obama administration climate policies. It's yet another way, yet another reason why the spending priority disagreements aside, the appropriations process is very likely to be stuck, because this is one way the Democrats do have leverage. The Democrats do still have filibuster power in the Senate over appropriations bills, although the whole notion of the filibuster is very wobbly these days, and another chunk of the filibuster might be buried when it comes to the Gorsuch nomination. So, but at least for now, the Democrats still have effective power to stop President Trump and the Republicans when it comes to spending.
Now, prior government shutdowns in recent years and not so recent years have, I guess, from the political standpoint, gotten blamed on Republicans for stopping what it was the Democrats wanted to do. Now that the Democrats are in the minority, do they get the blame for stopping what the majority wants to do should the government cease operations at some point?
You know, the very simple answer is yes, that would be following past practice of how the public perceived these things. Is they have in the past given their preference to the president and said that that Congress in as you say in past government shutdowns, it's been the Republicans, they were the ones being petulant, and the president was right. You know, whether that pattern holds at a time when a brand new president has approval ratings as low as Mr. Trump does remains to be seen.
So just to clarify, Congress is in session this week and next week and then gone for 2 weeks?
That's exactly right. They're in this week and next week, and assuming the Senate confirms Neil Gorsuch, both chambers will then be out for 2 weeks, the week of the 10th, the week of the 17th, which means they come back on April 24th with only 1 week to figure out some sort of spending plan before the current authorizations run out.
David Hawkins is senior editor at Roll Call. As always, thanks so much for that update.
Thanks, Tom.
You can find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.